Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How do we do it? Hi. I'd like to introduce Edie, one of my favorite people in the whole world and my success partner. Why do I love her? Well, let me count the ways. First, she's so funny. And that voice! How can you not be cheered up? She's unbelievably creative. When you walk into her house, it is exploding with curated, cozy love. I know I can walk right in without knocking, go straight to her fridge, and make myself completely at home. There are no rules for where you can't put your feet, or I don't know if there are any rules at all. Anyway, her creativity, there are rules, of course there are rules. Her creativity and passion spills out of her art studio and into the house and now into the world with her emerging card company. But it's always spilled out through her brilliant teaching, her blogging about her passion for Little House on the Prairie, her voracious reading, her ability to chit-chat up a storm and make you feel completely connected. She's just fun. So much fun. You're hearing that in the podcast, but to meet this gal in real life, she's on fire with energy and dreams and fun. There's never been anything I didn't think I could tell Edie because she will hear it without judgment and respond with compassion. That's why I knew she was the perfect person to be my success partner.
It's a love fest.
Yeah.
Well, Leia, my success partner, you are one of my most favorite people. There is no one I'd rather eat cherries with, discuss celebs with, currently we're talking about Ellen, and sing campfire songs with. Leia has a magical aura. She is able to make things happen. She is kind of like Mary Poppins. Wonderful things happen when she is around. Plus, both Mary Poppins and Leia wear long skirts.
Truth.
What can't this chick do? She's a blogger, a mother, a wife, a national toastmaster, champion of China, a celeb enthusiast, a shrewd thrifter, and a superb success partner. When I met you the second time around, it was obvious we were going to be friends. Thank goodness you didn't keep your first judgment of me.
Right? Remember, your first impression doesn't have to be your last.
You are hilarious, generous, super smart, especially in all things grammar, and just a wonderful friend. It doesn't matter how much time has passed between seeing each other because we have gone years without getting together, and we always pick up where we left off and start chit-chatting up a storm.
We sure do. And speaking of chit-chatting, as ever, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks,
a fabulous podcast, and another lipstick hack.
We'll gather around for the campfire chat, all about burning topics,
success partnering,
and of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week. In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
This week, I'm going to recommend one of my favorite podcasts, The Sherry and Nancy Show. Sherry Salata was an executive producer on The Oprah Winfrey Show, and she launched a podcast with her friend of 25 years, Nancy Halla. The target audience is probably women in their middle of life, women who are ready for their second act. It is because of Sherry and Nancy that I was inspired to follow my next right dream and open an Etsy store and start a podcast with Leia. Cher and Nance are on summer hiatus, but they ended their season with a book study of Jack Canfield's Success Principles workbook. Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame.
That's him.
I highly recommend these episodes and following along with your own Success Principles workbook.
Yes. We love Sherry and Nance. So much fun. Such a great podcast. Okay, well, today I'm going to share a special hack from one of our chicks in the coop, my good friend Donna. Here's what she writes. After many years of fumbling through my purse for my number one makeup necessity, my lipstick, I decided to find a permanent and convenient place for where I would always have it at the ready. In my bra.
What?
Yes. My lipstick has always been very important to me to make me feel like I've completed my wardrobe ensemble or just to make me feel good, period. I've tried to figure out why this ritual is so important to me when I see many lovely women not wearing lipstick and thought they look beautiful. I tell myself that I just look naked without it. For the most part, I've been very successful at being adept when reaching into my bra to take out my lipstick and just as adept at putting it back in unnoticed. The dental receptionist at my dentist's office is one of the few people that actually took note of me doing the deed. I was both surprised and pleased that she thought that this lipstick storage idea was a good idea and she was going to try it herself. Right? Pass it on to the millennials.
I don't think I have the skills for that hack. It's advanced, Donna.
Well, I love it, and I'm going to give it a try. Thanks, Donna.
I'll try and catch Leia doing the deed. Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
I'm burning for you. It's time for Campfire Chat.
Today, we are going to be talking about the power of having a success partner.
What's a success partner, you may ask?
In fact, a success partner can mean anything you want it to be. But we've been inspired by and kind of following Jack Canfield's Principles of Success workbook together and adding whatever works for us and taking away whatever doesn't.
In fact, I had started with this book when we were sheltering in California several months ago, and I liked it, but somehow I felt like I needed someone to do it with, so I actually dropped it. Fast forward to Edie telling me about her favorite podcast, The Sherry and Nancy Show, and that they were working through the same book, the same one that I had dropped.
Well, we went straight to Barnes & Noble and bought two copies.
And immediately covered them with stickers, including a cat's face on Jack's head.
It took us a while to get into the meat of the book because we were having so much fun with the stickers.
Yeah, we realized almost immediately that we were meant to be the success partners that Jack talks about in the beginning of the book.
Things started happening once we had the workbook in our hands, and today we are going to talk about our top three takeaways from the workbook.
Yeah, okay. Even though we're not quite done, our top three takeaways so far.
So far.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is having a breakthrough goal. Initially, Jack talks about goal setting and your reasons why you want to reach your goals in all the different areas of your life, such as finances, personal and spiritual growth, career, etc. That all resonated with me, but I've also done that before and continue to work on these goals.
I know, right? Everyone and their dog has been setting goals for years.
Well, what really rocked my world was the part where a breakthrough goal was introduced, something that is an ambitious stretch and will produce a quantum leap. He says, you're on the right track if the breakthrough goal you choose scares you somewhat when you're thinking of taking it on.
Doesn't he also say it's a breakthrough goal if you aren't exactly sure just how you will be able to accomplish the goal? It requires you to trust the how will show up.
Yes, he does. And that's a lot of trust, right? But I really believe this, that if you set your sights on something and you're open to the universe helping you without planning it out exactly, that's when the really great stuff happens.
It's a huge leap of faith, but I think I believe it too.
You might guess that my breakthrough goal was to have a podcast, and I actually got started on one in the closet in California with my iPhone some months ago. I actually accidentally posted an introduction on Spotify and, well, it fizzled from there. I was terrified, but also excited, though I think that's when I realized it wasn't a one-person job and would be so much more fun if I had someone to share it with. I pretty much immediately deserted the podcast, but when Edie appeared in my life again, I knew she was the one to be my partner. We had such an easy rapport and, well, I just knew she could be the Gail to my Oprah, or the other way around.
I am 100% behind being Gail to your Oprah.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we just make sense together, though. The universe put together the pieces for us, and voila! Talk about a breakthrough goal. It was a huge undertaking, but so much fun to figure it out with Edie. We turned it into a project and spent many, many hours planning and laughing and having the best time making this dream a reality. And so it goes. Here we are.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Remember how much fun we had with Chapter 3? We got to daydream about our ideal income, career, and ideal homes. I conjured visions of six-figure incomes and a mountain home in Asheville, North Carolina. And we also planned on taking our podcast on the road with my refurbished vintage Airstream. But of course, our personal chef would travel separately.
Yes. Of course. And our entourage, complete with personal trainer, would also tag along. I imagined us with a quarantine hacienda to live in and play at, a villa at the ocean, and a treehouse in the forest that would be our podcasting studio. Lots of traveling between places. We might need a jet, too.
We'll just add that to the list. No biggie. Yeah. Oh, so well, fun. That was and is huge, and I'm right on board with the breakthrough goal, Leia. But I specifically needed to focus on Chapter 1, which was taking full responsibility for your life.
Oh, yeah.
Initially, I thought I could skip the whole chapter because I'm extremely responsible.
Yeah, you are.
But the chapter says you can't complain, blame, or make excuses.
Uh-oh.
What? I can't complain about my children and blame them for my lack of focus. Now, when Jack says no complaining, he means it. There's no complaining about the weather, your upper arms, your salary, or the blight that is taking over your tomatoes. He says when you complain, what you're really saying is, I have something I prefer, but I'm not willing to risk creating it, so I'll complain to you instead. Mm. The workbook directs you to write down your top four complaints. You whittle it down to four, and then you write what you would prefer to happen, and then you change your complaint to an action.
Ooh, so many more complaints than just four. It felt impossible.
But we did it. Mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked at how much I complain. I'm such a grouser. Let me give you an example. One of my complaints is not having enough time to finish projects. You know, I am a single mom. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of finishing my projects, I complained about how I didn't have time to finish anything. And now, instead of complaining, I set goals to finish my projects. Because of examining my complaints, I have finished painting my kitchen, which was half painted for 2.5 years.
That looks good.
I started my greeting card business,
Yay.
Prairie Girl Greetings, and bought a new mattress. Success.
You bet. Ta-da! Yeah, it seems like when one thing lines up, a whole lot of other things follow. I love that so much. That's so cool. My next takeaway is something called the Rule of Five. Jack writes in the book, if you would go every day to a very large tree and take 5 swings with a very sharp axe, eventually, no matter how large the tree, it would have to come down. I don't know, somehow that woke me up. I often put things off because they feel too overwhelming. Even making dinner. Frozen pizza, anyone?
A friend of mine recently posted on Facebook that he was too overwhelmed to open up his to-go containers.
What?
Too much.
Well, Jack talked about doing 5 specific things each day that would move you toward reaching your goal. I was immediately inspired to do this for the podcast, and it has had dramatic results.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one example from August 15th. Here are my five things. One, schedule editing session for episode 5 to get rid of all our ums and clucks. Believe it or not, we do that a lot. 2, outline episode 6 with Edie. 3, set up a Chit Chat Chicks Twitter account. Did you know it was there? We'll tell you about that in the show notes. 4, respond to comments in the Chit Chat Coop. And 5, pay Charlotte for her services. That's my daughter who edits. So you see, that's not so hard. And doing that every day has given us big results.
It sure has. I really learned from the chapter about believing it's possible. It makes sense that you have to believe something is possible before you can achieve it. In the workbook, you start off by writing all your I can't beliefs. And then you rewrite each I can't belief as an I won't statement. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you rewrite your I won't statement as an I will statement.
Yeah, this is so good. But give me an example so I can remember this one. Somehow I didn't quite take this one on.
Well, it's all about my arms. I wrote, I can't tone my arms. Then I wrote, I won't tone my arms, which just sounds pathetic. Well, listen, here's the thing. I can absolutely tone my arms. I'm just choosing not to. Mm-hmm. So my final statement was, I will tone my arms. As mentioned, I'm working my arms out with the Lazy Dancer YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
The top of my arms are getting really toned and the bottom of my arms are still flappy. But I'm pretty sure the toning will work its way down my arms, right?
I'm sure of it.
Yes, I believe it. I believe it.
Well, taking our attention away from Edie's arms for a brief moment, because that isn't the end of it, I want to talk about the fear and asking for help chapters. Chapter 8 is called Everything You Want is on the Other Side of Fear. And there's an acronym for fear in the book. Listen to this. It's fantasized experience appearing real. What do you make of that, Edie?
Well, I think it's true.
Right? I hate confronting things I'm afraid of, but when I think of the outcome of my fear as something that's just imagined, that it isn't even real, that helps me to go forward and face whatever it is I need to do.
I think I need an example, and it would be great if you could tie it to your arms. I mean, you do have a fear of tank tops.
No, I do wear tank tops. I just put another layer on top of them, right? So actually, Edie, I'm feeling a little vulnerable about you bringing this up. So not ready to address that fear just yet.
Well, we can't do it all at once.
That's okay. So moving along. The next chapter is all about asking for what you need or want without fear of rejection. Now, I've been taught that I shouldn't ask for help and I should be able to manage things on my own and never owe anyone. So this is a hard one for me. The book helped me reframe this by talking about something called the most obvious next step. So here's an example for me. This is a part where I talk about relationships and asking for help. The book says, my most important want or need is, and I wrote, ongoing good times with my sweetheart, right? Because that's an important part of my relationship. Then it says, the next most obvious step to achieving what I want or need is, and I wrote, planning date nights and fun stuff to do, right? Good so far,
yep.
Yeah?
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. So then the book next asks, who can I ask for help? And I wrote, well, my sweetheart, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And finally, it asks, what will I ask for? And I wrote, more co-planning together and less time with our kids. On date nights, anyway.
Oh.
So I know it's not rocket science, but it's really helped me to move forward.
That's fabulous, Leah. I also like the affirmations chapter. It went beyond the Stuart Smalley affirmations of,
oh, I'm good enough,
I am smart enough,
and gosh darn it, people like me.
Now, I'm a fan of affirmations and thought I could skip this chapter as well, but Jack combined affirmations and visualizations, which is super advanced.
Super.
Do you need an example?
Sure do. Can't remember a thing.
Here's an example that doesn't involve my arms. Ooh. One of my affirmations is, I am so happy and grateful that I am now living in an orderly house. Mm. My visualization is, I see myself living in a calm, serene environment. I am competent in handling issues. Family and friends feel welcome and energized by being in my space. It's good, right? Combining visualizations and affirmations?
Oh, it's the best. And you know what? We do feel welcome and energized being in your space. It's a beautiful place to be.
At least you feel like you don't have to clean up anything.
You're getting it together, girl.
Yep.
Okay. Remember, take what you like and leave the rest. We've talked about a lot of things today. Different strategies from the book stood out more for one of us than the other, and some we've completely ignored. Though we do plan to revisit many parts of the book, and we aren't nearly finished with it.
You're right. We need to get back to it, don't we?
We do. But everything we have talked about and worked through has kind of combined and gelled to get us where we are now. The two chit-chat chicks.
It's pretty amazing. But we work through the book in our own way to set our intentions and get our mind wrapped around our goals. Some of our goals were the same and some were different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think you need this workbook, but it has really helped give us a framework to pin our goals on and to work together with. Whether you use it or not, I highly recommend getting a success partner, someone you trust and share some of the same dreams with. For us, it's been a massive win-win.
Again, if you want to go more in depth with the book, check out Sherry and Nancy's podcast. They go through the workbook chapter by chapter. And sometimes they are even joined by Jack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge. So we want to talk about the letter writing challenge that we presented to you in the last episode.
What a success!
Already amazing results.
My mom is done with the challenge. She called me last night and wanted to know if she got a prize.
Well, I got one of those notes. So yay, yay, Mary Lou. And thank you, Mary Lou. It was a lovely card. Appreciated it very much. And I actually wrote one to Mary Lou too. I don't know if she's received it yet, but that was one of my 30s to your mom. And I haven't quite written 30, but I've written a lot, maybe 20 something so far. How about you, Edie?
I've written 8.
Well done.
Yes. You know,
it's all good, right? Yes. I have received some beautiful letters back, including 2 letters in separate envelopes from one of my favorite couples, Vince and Sydney, from Arizona. I taught with them in Guangzhou, and they each sent me a beautiful handmade card that they made themselves with lovely sentiments. And I loved it so, so much. I can't even say.
Letters to be treasured, for sure.
Yes. Have you received any, Edie?
I have. Today I received a letter from my friend Sandy, and she's a Hermione because she used, she sealed it with wax, the envelope.
Oh.
She put a stick of gum in the card.
Yay, Sandy.
She used celebration stamps, and there was a quote on the card, like, win, 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 everything I love.
A plus. Oh, so good. So keep those letters coming, keep writing them, and we are happy to receive them ourselves.
This week you have so many options.
Actually, no, we've whittled it down to a few choices.
Okay. That's even better.
We've whittled it down to just a few choices that are doable and you can start on right away if you choose. So the first one is, try not complaining, blaming, or making excuses this week.
Good luck.
I think that might already be. What is that? Are you complaining by saying good luck?
No, I'm like, good luck.
Okay, that's a more positive tone. Okay, so let me say one more time. Try not complaining, blaming, or making excuses this week.
Rule of 5. Do 5 things every day to help you meet one of your goals. Or just get yourself a success partner.
Yeah, so good. So good having a success partner. Okay, well, head over to the Coop where we will post this week's challenge.
We love hearing from you at the Facebook Coop. If you haven't joined us there, please do. It's an active and fun group.
Yep, there's so much to cluck about and share.
So that's it for episode 6 of Two Chit Chat Chicks.
You can find all of our personal information in the show notes.
We will now be dropping our new episodes on Sunday morning, so you can have your Sunday brunch with us.
Yeah. And remember, if you're enjoying Two Chit Chat Chicks, the biggest gift you could give us is sharing it in your Facebook or Twitter or on your Instagram feed, or just forward it to an aunt or a friend that you know would love it too.
Thanks again to our terrific teens who are helping us with the technology. And thank you to you, our listeners, who are giving us great feedback and reviews each week. If you get a chance, please leave us a review on your podcast app.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.